Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. The Reverend Dr. Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
I'm reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you've been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you are straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to
God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we enter into this third week of the Easter season, our texts start to give us some reality checks, if you will. And this is good for us to have these texts come about at this time. Because yes, the jubilation of Easter still fills the air, as it does every Lord's Day. But now we know that other events start to pop up and garner our attention. Things like Confirmation, Mother's Day, all these special events on the horizon, all these days when friends and family, you know what happens, gather together, want to go to church together, and no doubt many of us are called to have those conversations with our friends and family about those things that are uncomfortable for us. Things like closed communion, why we worship the way we do in the divine service, biblical truths on social issues, and the list goes on. As we gather with those who may hold different and even opposing views of what we believe, teach, and confess in the Missouri Synod. No, these conversations are not always easy, and yes, unfavorable comments of what we believe from those that gather may certainly come our way. But remember that our lives as Christians is a life filled with trials, tribulations, and as St. Peter points out here, suffering. As baptized children of God, as those that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, no, we will not be treated any better by the world than Christ himself was. So then what are we to do when our Heavenly Father sends us trials and tribulations? What do we do when we are reviled and we suffer on account of Christ? We are, as St. Peter writes, to follow in Christ's example. And what is that example? Christ himself tells us, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who persecute you. Do not be surprised when hardships come your way. Because yes, Christ himself tells us these things will happen, that we will have tribulations. The difference between our suffering and Christ's suffering is that he had no sin. Deceit did not enter his mouth. We, on the other hand, we've all sinned. We all deserve to suffer on account of our sins. And because of sin, we don't deserve any happy reunions with friends and family. We don't deserve the clothes that we wear. We don't deserve Easter dinners. We don't deserve sunshine and warm weather. In fact, we deserve much worse than the suffering that we experience in this world. We deserve eternal death, separation from Christ forever. Yet, Christ, in his infinite love and mercy for each of us, he will not accept this. He goes willingly to the cross so that you may have life in his name. Yes, Jesus says, in this life we will have trials and tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So yes, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we will experience hardships in this life. But know that the hardships you experience today, these are not unique to you. Indeed, all the saints that have gone before us have experienced similar heartbreaks and pains. Is there discord within your family? Have you suffered lost relationships with brothers and sisters on account of confessing the truth of God's word? So did Joseph as he suffered at the hands of his brothers. Do you have conflicts with your children? So did David, so much so that he had to flee from his own son Absalom, who rebelled against him. Do your neighbors and so-called friends hurl insults at you, casting you out from their midst, leaving you out because of the biblical confessions that you hold fast to? So likewise did Stephen suffer persecution from the hands of his fellow Greek Jews as he preached about Christ and him crucified unwaveringly. Yes, in all of these things, the persecutions, the heartaches, all of it, we are called to follow Christ's example as he forgave those who persecuted him, who crucified him, who forgave you and me. When the Father sends us trials, suffering, and sorrow, we are called to, like Christ, bear these things with love and with patience. We are called to bear these with forgiveness. We are called to, as those baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, again, follow in his footsteps. We are called, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, to depart from our sinful ways, cast those aside, turn to God, pray for forgiveness, and live that repentant baptismal life. And in that life, we are called not to just stand still, thinking, well, since I've repented of my sins, since I've received Christ's gift of forgiveness, of life and salvation, well, there's really nothing else I need to do. No. St. Peter calls us to do more, to again follow that example of Christ, pray without ceasing, pray Psalm 3 with David as he wrestled with his son rebelling against them, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O God, salvation belongs to the Lord." Pray with Stephen when you face persecution for being a Christian in your neighborhood, with your friends, with your family, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Pray with the apostles constantly for Christ to increase your faith. And then go out, perform acts of mercy and love to your neighbor, especially the neighbor who wrongs you. And all of us know that death comes to us. The wages of sin is death. But we are called not to fear, because we have been baptized not just into Christ's suffering, but his death as well. And Christ overcame the sin, the devil, and hell on the cross. And because Christ has vanquished these foes underneath his feet, you too are more than conquerors in these things. You have assurance that you will live with Christ forever. So therefore, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we continue to go through this Easter season, as we continue to go forward and celebrate these wonderful joys that our Lord gives us, like confirmation, celebrating our mothers, and the like, do not be ashamed of the word that our Lord has spoken to you. Because in his word is life everlasting. Pray that the Holy Spirit would turn the hearts of family members, friends, and others the confession of Christ and Him crucified. Be assured this day that Christ is indeed your good shepherd. You are His precious sheep. No matter how dark the valleys you go through are, Christ, as your good shepherd, will give you what you need for your journey. He does indeed give you His body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. He gives you His word, and He gives you the gift of baptism as we live out our baptismal lives. That He has claimed you as His own dear child, as His own dear precious lamb, and He assures you that no one can snatch you out of His hand this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.